News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, there should be an increase in wealth tax to improve public services. That is the view of Kevin Callanan, the incoming president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, who joins us now. Just outline for us, Kevin, what exactly it is that you're looking for.
Good morning, Ciara. Well, what Congress is saying is that relatively labour and consumption is heavily taxed by comparison with capital taxes. So What that means in practice is that income tax, VAT and excise duties, the taxes that most people listening to your program pay are relatively high, but our taxes on wealth are relatively low. And that what we need to see coming out of the pandemic is a reset which shifts some of the burden back onto those who can most afford to pay it.
Okay. We know for a fact that the vast majority of wealth in Ireland is held in property. In fact, the vast majority of most people's wealth is held in their family home. Are you talking about a property tax, or are you among those who want a wealth tax excluding property?
Well, we're not talking about kind of the type of property that ordinary citizens have, but it's more than just property. You know, there's a lot of wealth in capital stocks. Over the last 40 years, there's been a huge growth in inequality. So there's an enormous amount of wealth held by, you know, corporations and very wealthy individuals. By comparison with other modern wealthy European societies, we don't tax those people enough. And given that what we need to see coming out of the pandemic is better public services, but also better social protections so that people who fall ill have a decent sick pay scheme, so that we have pensions not just, you know, for niche areas, but right across the economy, that we have.
In fairness, though, Kevin, we have like, if you compare us to our nearest neighbours, the UK, our pension is much more generous. Our disability pensions and our sick pay is underwritten by our social welfare service. You're talking about, it seems to me, a wealth tax that excludes property. You didn't quite say that, but that's what you're talking about. Even though most of the wealthy people in this country hold that wealth within property, what is the obsession with not having a tax on the family home, even when that's where maybe some people could have 1 or 2 million euros in equity stored?
Well, I don't think the answer is to tax ordinary houses that people live in. But
what's your definition, though, of an ordinary house? Is it the primary residence, or is it a primary residence below a certain amount of money?
Well, it's certainly a primary residence. I think it's a primary residence below a reasonable level. But
for a lot of people in Dublin, their primary residence, even on a moderate income, if they bought them long enough ago, are worth a lot of money.
Indeed, but I don't think the answer to this, Ciara, is in looking at residential property per se, primary residential property.
Well, exactly, and I didn't think you did, but here's the point. The point is that's where most people hold their wealth, and you're talking about a wealth tax. So you're saying a wealth tax that excludes property, therefore we're going to just look, maybe tax people who, what, bought stocks and shares or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And I see the key point here is that this is not something aimed at ordinary people. This is something that's aimed at trying to extract more of a contribution from the very small number of people who hold very significant amounts of wealth, and to bring that more in line with other modern European countries. I don't think the British comparison is a good one.
But if we want to be in line with other European countries, we would widen our tax base. Most European countries contribute to the income tax pot at a much lower level than us. That would put us in line with other European countries.
The biggest single difference between Ireland and other wealthy modern European societies is the contribution that employers make through pay-related social insurance are the equivalent. In fact, if the employer PRSI was raised to the average in those countries, we would bridge most of the gap that we need to ensure that we raise our level of public funding of public services to the European average. That's the kind of change that we need to see coming out of
the pandemic. Lastly, though, just lastly, with regard to what you're saying, you've brought up Europe a few times. All the European countries have a property tax considerably higher than ours. All of them have a broader tax base. Is it not the case that we hear this an awful lot, that there's a kind of a cash cow somewhere that can be milked where other people will contribute to the coffers and other people will pay the tax on some wealth that may or may not exist, and that it's kind of selling people a pup?
Now, I think that's a fair question, Ciara. And the Commission on Taxation and Welfare that's currently sitting and is due to report next year is going to have to come up with a set of proposals that achieve a number of things. What we're saying is we need to come out of the pandemic with better jobs, with better lives and a better planet. All of these things need to change in a way that would be acceptable. But the reality is that for most people listening to your program now, they're paying too much tax. But there actually are a very small cohort of people who are not paying enough. And if we address that, we can actually solve this.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That's Kevin Callanan, their incoming president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know what you think. Will wealth taxes, will they solve the problems of our economy? Let us know, or you can tweet us at NT Breakfast.